There were thousands of people marching, braving a blazing sun, but they still marched because they wanted to pay in person to say, no, we are not going to take it any longer.
It took less than a week to organize the protest, said Lionel de Renoncourt, coordinator of the Presbyterian Church Join Hands Against Hunger Network, as he introduced Chavanne Jean-Baptiste, whose translation from Creole to English he provided. The MPP leaders said that peasants were quick to understand the threat to their livelihood posed by the Haitian government seeds program.
To distribute the poison gift, the seeds given by Monsanto to Haiti.
And he called it a new earthquake. But why are Haitian peasants so angry about a gift of pest-resistant seeds? Chavanne Jean-Baptiste explains.
For over 200 years, Haitian peasants have every season planted their crop and harvested, and they kept a portion of their harvest to plant again at the next season. We have our own ways as farmers to preserve the corn without any pesticide, any insecticide. We keep the corn in the cob, hung from the rafters, 9 months to a year waiting to be consumed or used as seeds.
Moreover, even if Haitian peasants had the money to purchase new seeds every year, since Monsanto's seeds cannot be replanted, they see the destruction of indigenous plants as an attack on food security and a threat to traditional family-oriented agriculture.
So for us, seeds should not be a commodity. It belongs to the whole collective humanity. The industrial agriculture is one that is busy destroying life on the planet, while the family agriculture, the peasant agriculture, is nurturing the land, the ecology, supporting life in the world today.
Indeed, said Mr. Jean-Baptiste, scientific studies show that industrial agriculture contributes nearly half of the gases responsible for global warming, and this is why supporting food sovereignty and agroecology is so important. Consumers deserve healthy, organic, locally produced food. Despite being an occupied nation with Bill Clinton as its de facto president, he continued, the Haitians once led a revolution of slaves that defeated the French Empire, and now they may well be again leading the battle in a new global struggle.
In Bolivia recently, during the climate summit, a decision was made to call for the defense of the right of the land as our Mother Earth. There was also a proposal to create an international tribunal to put on trial people and institutions that are destroying the environment and the climate.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.